Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 29 of SEO Tells. I'm Itamar Blauer. I'm joined by Craig Campbell. And today we're going to be talking about Facebook in an organic sense. So we've had a previous episode on Facebook advertising, and we thought it'd be good to talk about Facebook as a channel for getting more exposure, for getting more business, especially in the SEO industry. You know, Facebook is absolutely massive for SEOs to kind of converse and network and all that kind of stuff. So I just thought it'd be good to kind of pick Craig's brain a little bit in terms of what he's done with Facebook that's helped him get some success, or at least leveraging Facebook to boost up in terms of his processes and just, you know, things that he's done that's made it easier for him to use as a platform. So Craig, can you just introduce sort of how you've used Facebook over the years in the SEO game to become more successful?
So obviously, naturally, you know, most people are on Facebook anyway. But from a business perspective, one piece of advice before I do go on, you're probably always better setting up your own business profile for digital marketing. You know, when I say profile, I don't mean a page. I mean like a personal profile. The reason being is obviously you start off in Facebook and you've got your friends, your old schoolmates, your relatives and all that shit that, you know, appear on your Facebook. And then you start, you know, talking and interacting and joining groups and whatnot in the SEO community. And before you know it, people start tagging you and stuff, and you know, strangers start adding your family members and all of that kind of stuff. So if you're going to be successful with Facebook, I would say right from the get-go, set up a specific SEO-related profile or a business-related profile that your family and friends are not part of. Because also I've had friends saying, Jesus, Craig, you know, my feed, you're pissing me off. Your feed's full of all this stuff that I don't know anything about. You know, you're tagging me, or, you know, all I'm seeing is people tagging you and stuff and webinars and stuff like that. And, you know, it's not fun for them to do that. So what I'd done was set up a different Facebook profile. This one that I primarily use is mainly for business, and you know, I've got the maximum amount of friends on there, 5,000 people. And as I say, there's some good things and there's some bad things. Obviously for me, one of the first ways for me to grow an audience, and obviously when I was trying to start building my brand and get my name out there, was get into groups and answering questions, you know, for newbies and stuff like that. Now, I don't think you can have this perception that you just waltz into a Facebook group and all this business drops. That's not how it works. For me, you know, I was getting in there and I was answering people's questions. I was, you know, trying to be helpful. And then people started coming to me saying, oh, I really like what you said here. You clearly have great knowledge. You know, can I pick your brains about this? Can I do, you know, can I have some training on that? So I think even when it comes to looking for affiliate marketing websites, a lot of people say to me, Craig, where do you get these kind of cheap run-of-the-mill affiliate marketing projects? There's Facebook groups for everything. You know, there's Facebook groups, you know, to flip websites. There's Facebook groups to do this, that, and the next thing. You know, there's specific local SEO Facebook groups. There's so many Facebook groups out there. And the whole thing is to jump in there, help each other. But what you need to remember, if you're an expert at SEO and you go in there and flex your skills a little bit, people will be drawn to that knowledge. And that's where, you know, one, you build your brand, two, you make connections, you start interacting with people. You just never know, you know, someone might say, oh, Itamar, you know, I've seen that you were really good at this. You know, I'm struggling in this area. Can you fill that gap? You know, it leads to business. And I know it's a pain in the backside, again, trolling Facebook and doing it all organically. But for me, it happens quite quickly. Do you know what I mean? It's not something that's going to take you years to do. And, you know, just attract, you know, get people to attract you. Knowledge draws attention. It's not going in there trolling people, trying to be the wise guy or put people down or, you know, any of that kind of crazy stuff to get attention. That is not the name of the goal here. It's obviously to be helpful and show you have value to this industry. And in turn, people will flock to you. And obviously you've said, Itamar, it's something you've recently started to do, and you can see that there is potential there. People need help. People want to outsource. You know, listen, this industry is saturated with, you know, YouTube guys, you know, SEO guys, PPC guys, but it's not saturated with good quality people. Just remember that. And if you can demonstrate your knowledge, some case studies and stuff like that, you will soar across the you know, the other guys very, very quickly. So although it's a saturated market, it doesn't take a lot to stand out from the crowd and demonstrate that knowledge. So you're seeing it, Itamar. You've said you've participated in some groups, and you know, you're seeing that there is potential there. So I mean, what kind of groups are you joining?
Yeah, I think from the standpoint of someone who, you know, used to neglect Facebook in the sense that it was all about the kind of keeping it personal in terms of, you know, your friends and family and things like that. You know, it's creating a new account is something that I'll probably do just specifically for business purposes. But in terms of joining groups, I started off joining ones that are more kind of well known within the industry. I mean, you can ask certain people like, oh, what are some good like SEO Facebook groups to join? And one of the first ones people will say would be like SEO Signals Lab, because I think that's probably the most well known in general amongst the community. So I joined that. And I think in terms of what my process was, is you want to take a look to see, there's a couple things that you can do. So what I would do right off the bat is go and see the new activity first. So seeing what's more fresh, what people are talking about fresh, because if you're able to find somebody asking a question and be able to kind of give them a really comprehensive answer, that's someone who, you know, didn't know you, but now they kind of understand, because okay, this person knows what they're talking about, like you mentioned before. But I think that's more of the personal selling kind of approach. So that will take longer to do. The other thing which I'll plan to do is create posts and have like specific case studies or specific things that you've done where you achieved X, Y, and Z, because I feel like that's the better approach in terms of growing your kind of authority on Facebook, if we want to call it that. Because, you know, if you're able to create a post about a certain success and you're getting lots of engagement on that, more people from the group will see it. And, you know, if some specific individuals, they say, oh, like, I want to get the same thing, but I don't have the time or the resources to do it, they might ask you to do it for them. So I think those are just two different approaches you can have to get the same result. But I think the latter one will just make it happen a lot quicker, because it's much easier, I suppose, to kind of expand your reach from there. But, you know, whether or not that's easy to do if you've just joined the group, I don't know. Maybe it's you want to try and be more personable with different posts and engage with other people's posts first, especially if you're, let's say, on a new account, for instance, and you haven't been in the group for that long. But that's just certain things that, you know, I've done and that I plan to do. What would you suggest, Craig, in terms of kind of maximizing your exposure as somebody who's just joined a group, let's say for SEO, and you know, no one really knows you? What are some things that you would do to kind of get your name out there?
I mean, I would be joining in the conversations that people are having and trying to be helpful. You know, I think going in there two-footed and trying to say, hey, look at me, guys, come and buy from me, I'm this, I'm that, you'll very quickly get kicked out. You know, they're shrewd guys in these groups. You know, they're well-moderated, and they don't want some sleazy salesman on there trying to peddle their services. So I think you do have to attack it from a different angle, you know, for the longer term, and obviously exposure-wise and stuff like that. No one wants someone coming in saying, hey, guys, look at this, I sell links now, come and buy. You know, you'll be kicked instantly from any group for that crap. So for me, getting engaging with the conversations that are already there, trying to add value to the conversation is all I would do in the beginning. And again, I know people are desperate to make money and they see it as a you know, an opportunity to do business. And of course, you know, I think if everyone's being serious, you don't do these things without there being an underlying, you know, commercial reason. But the best way to sell is not to sell, in my opinion. And I know that seems bloody stupid, but people, as I say, are drawn to knowledge, not who's got the cheapest price, who's this, who's that. So a lot of people buy into people these days, and especially in these kind of groups. And I think in life in general, you know, I think the market's saturated. So people are looking for a personality, a person that they can relate to, a person that is kind of trustworthy. And as I say, the art of selling well is not to sell, is my secret. And you know, go in there, talk to people, talk with some of the big guns in there. As I say, demonstrate your knowledge and experience, and people will be like, whoa, who is this guy? And, you know, that's where conversations start. And you know, be friendly is all I can say, because these guys are sick and tired of the... And when I say these guys, I mean the group owners, moderators and everything else. They've seen hundreds of spam per day. They've seen a million guys like you per day get on trying to sell. And if that's going to be your approach, then I think you will kill yourself very, very quickly. And for me, one other thing I would add, see if I want something, Itamar, I'll go and get it. I'll seek out a guy. If I want to talk to a YouTube guy, I will ask around, you know, the community or friends in the community and say, who's the best YouTube SEO guy? If that's what I'm looking for, and I'll reach out to that guy and ask him. I don't need and I don't want to be using someone who's constantly pinging me on Facebook saying, do you want to buy this? Do you want to buy that? Check this guest post, check that guest post. If I want it, anyone who's pushing me for a sale, my back is already likely to be up. If I want it, and I know, and you know yourself, Itamar, there's certain guys in the industry you just know are good at certain things. You know, I'm not going to sit and name names here because it's obviously not a sales show, but if I want a particular thing, there's certain guys in this industry you just know, right, that's his bag. Let's go to him and see what he's got to say. And the guy might be too busy, but he can probably say, well, there's this other guy that also does this. And I think for me, just becoming noteworthy in terms of where your skills lie is also a key part here as well. Don't wade in and pretend that you're a superstar SEO, all-rounder, you know, and you know a bit of everything. Go in and be very specific in terms of where your skills actually lie. I think a lot of people go in and no one actually knows what they're good at. Do you know what I mean? They're like, what is it you actually do? What is it you're trying to sell here? And you know, how many guys in the industry, Itamar, do you look at? They're relatively well-known. They're in, you know, they're engaged in a lot of groups and stuff like that, but you're just like, what is it he actually does? You know, how does he make money? And I know, and I'm talking about some of the bigger names in some of these groups, you think, how the fucking hell are you making money? What are you good at? Now, they might be keeping that secret, and they might be very good at making money for whatever they do, but what I'm looking for is, I want people to I know, like, so I've got a shopping list where I can go and buy links from here, get content from here, get this, that, the next thing. And I think if you want to sell what you're really good at, make sure that people know what the hell that is.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I think that's something that you need to be maybe more careful of on Facebook than other places, is because, you know, you've got places like LinkedIn where you can be very, very concrete about the kind of key skills that you have, and people can endorse you for certain things. But on a platform like Facebook, which isn't by design, it's not meant for this kind of stuff, then it is really important to make it clear to other people, so at least they can kind of do the work for you, in the sense that if you make it very clear to someone what you're good at, if somebody is asking around, then they'll be able to essentially promote yourself for free without you even knowing. So it's like getting that kind of positive kind of rep from other people because they know what it is that you do. And I think a last kind of question I want to ask on this topic is, you know, I just mentioned LinkedIn. Why would you say that people should aim to go on these groups or on Facebook or use Facebook for business, as opposed to a platform like LinkedIn that is designed for business, or maybe not as opposed to, but just, you know, as an extra kind of platform to use for this kind of stuff?
I mean, to be just blunt about it, Itamar, more people just use Facebook, end of. You know, you look at it, you mentioned before the most notable Facebook group for SEO, Signals Lab. You know, I think it's get the last time I heard 60,000+ people in there. Now show me a LinkedIn group that's got that. There isn't one. So if you look at the SEO Signals Lab, you're talking, you know, the majority of SEOs are in there, and there's some big names in there as well. So it's not some, you know, beginners, you know, crappy group or something like that, you know, where you're only going to get limited information. Some of the top guys in the industry, you know, are in this group as well. Now, what I would say to anyone is surround yourself by the top guys in your industry. You know, that's where you're always going to keep on top of your game, keep sharp, learn more, blah, 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 blah. And can the same be said for LinkedIn? Do I see your likes of Clint Butler and all these kind of big names, you know, hanging around in LinkedIn groups? Absolutely not. So for me, I follow, if they were on LinkedIn, of course I'd be on a LinkedIn group all over that stuff. But for me, most people use Facebook, and for whatever one reason or another, you know, more people frequent Facebook groups that I want to listen to and I want to engage with than they do on LinkedIn. Now, I'm not going to sit here and slag off LinkedIn. LinkedIn's got some great stuff as well, and, you know, it's been a great platform for me, you know, getting in front of the right people and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, what I think about LinkedIn is, see, if you post a joke on LinkedIn, you've got people wading in saying, this is not Facebook, blah, 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 blah. This is for business only. Be more professional. And do you know what? I think that crap is done with now. I think people can have humour and still be professional. People can have humour and be themselves in this industry in digital marketing. And I think you go on Facebook, you can post memes, you can have a laugh, you can, you know, have a bit of fun alongside SEO. And I think that is probably why digital marketing and Facebook probably go very well together in terms of it being the best platform for me, because I have played around in LinkedIn and I've done reasonably well from LinkedIn, but I have also been battered by the LinkedIn police saying, oh, you can't say this, or, oh, you know, that's not professional or whatever. And, you know, I'm not trying to be unprofessional. I'm just trying to add a bit of humour to what is in reality quite a boring bloody job, SEO, do you know what I mean? So we need to have a bit of humour, a bit of camaraderie with our peers, and, you know, have a joke now and again. And as I say, I love Facebook for that. So that would be my view on it.
Yeah, I think, you know, we didn't want this episode to be salesy, but I think you've sold it in the sense that people hopefully will want to get more involved in Facebook, like myself, who aren't really, and, you know, make a separate account. That's probably something I'm going to do as soon as we come off.
Let me tell you why. So before I was relatively unknown, no one gave a shit about me. When I started to get a little bit of credibility or more known in the industry because of speaking and whatnot, someone fucking stole a kid's picture of me, like a childhood picture of me, from my mum's fucking Facebook, and started posting it. And I'm like, fuck sakes. But also, like, they were just randomly adding my mum. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Obviously you want your business and your private life to, you know, remain as is. You know, you wouldn't like someone poking around your mum's Facebook, would you? Surely.
She doesn't have one, so, I mean, they can try.
But there's not much to see in my mum's either, but hey-ho. But the point is, you know, it doesn't even have to be your mum. It could be your cousin, your, you know, whatever. And I think you've got to segregate, you know, normal life from business life. So definitely do it, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very valid points. Craig, thanks so much for getting a little deep dive into Facebook, which is really, really interesting. Very, very good, obviously, as we were kind of discussing for SEO purposes. But I think that's about it for this episode. Wraps up quite nicely. So thanks, everyone, for watching this episode 29 of SEO Tells. Tune in next week for episode 30. And make sure to like and subscribe to the channel as well. So On behalf of myself and Craig, thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers, guys.